Hello.
I'm Callie.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is Community Spotlight.
We are students in a college and career studies program at UK.
This radio segment will spotlight different things in the local community each week.
Thanks for listening.
My name is Will Lyon, and I've been volunteering at the library this semester. Today, I'm interviewing Eden Wilder, the volunteer coordinator at the Lexington Public Library. We will be talking about the importance of public libraries and how people can get involved in supporting their libraries. Hello, Eden. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and I'm really looking forward to talking with you today.
How long have you been the volunteer coordinator of the Lexington Public Library?
So I started in January of 2020 as the volunteer coordinator, so just a couple of months before the pandemic onset. So it was a brand new position at that time as well. So there was a learning curve already, plus an added challenge with the kind of changing times. And I have been doing that role since then, and have grown our volunteer presence in the library really since the fall of 2021.
What are some of the most enjoyable parts of recruiting volunteers at the library?
So I love supporting the work we do at the library and supporting our staff especially. So part of what is really rewarding for me is matching up community members, volunteers, with their either requirements for school or their desire to get involved, and matching that with the current needs that we have going on in the library. That's a really great feeling to make that connection and connect members of our community with our staff to fulfill the library's mission.
When did you decide to be a librarian, and what other jobs have you taken in the library?
So what's great about the library and library systems is not everyone who works at the library and other systems are librarians, technically. But it's kind of funny. My husband is actually a librarian at another library at UK. So libraries are all around me. Yeah, so I first started at LPL in July of 2018 as a outreach library associate. So I did story times and programs for preschools and daycares out in the community. So that was my first role there. And what kind of helped me decide that is I was getting my master's degree in education policy and evaluation. And I had a real passion for literacy and nonprofits specifically. So while I was studying, I found a part-time job here that kind of aligned with what I was looking for, not knowing if it would turn into a career or not. And very fortunately, it has. I've been able to have an opportunity to continue my passion for literacy and supporting a nonprofit mission in this role when it was created at the end of 2019.
What is the easiest job as a volunteer, and what is the most difficult volunteer job?
Very good. So our roles have a variety of easy tasks and difficult tasks. So that was a good question, because that's not something I had considered before. There's, you know, a lot of elements to different roles, but I think that our transcription project, which is available to do online, so there's an ease of access to where you don't have to physically come into a library to do that. There's not like a time constraint either, so you can work on it as little or as much as you'd like. And I think the hardest part of that was, of course, you have to be able to read cursive. It's older text. So there is a challenge there. But I'd say in terms of ease of access and getting started, that's probably the easiest one. But as for the most difficult, I would say probably the volunteer role in our makerspace at Eastside. So there we have staff and volunteers help patrons with 3D printing, large printing, like on vinyl. They have a heat, like for jewelry. I can't think of the name of it now, but they will fire like a mini firing kiln, I think, for small things, not like a pod, but, you know, jewelry and things like that. And there's a lot of technology involved in that as well, helping people on their computers to get their design formatted correctly and then put into practice. So I think that takes a little bit of technical skill and a lot of patience. So I think that would probably be the most difficult one.
Mm-hmm. What are the different types of things a volunteer might do at the library?
So we have quite a few roles that we have going on right now. We have more that get added throughout the year. But some of the regular ones that we have is shelving, library helper, which is, you know, helping with tasks around the library, helping with our day-to-day activities. We have English as a second language classes and conversation groups. So volunteers helping with facilitating those classes and assisting participants in the conversation group. We have a program called LPL After School. So the two locations where volunteers come and help kids with homework or frequently just hang out with them and do activities with them. They rush to get their homework done so they can do some fun things at the library. So we have a lot of volunteers help with that as well. And like the makerspace, like I mentioned as well as pop-up programs throughout the year. So especially over summer, some major programs where we know we're going to have a lot of people come, we might put out a call for extra volunteers as well.
What are some of those important missions of the public library?
So our mission is to connect people, inspire ideas, and transform lives. We do our best to make that apparent in everything we do, from volunteering to the programs we offer to the resources that we connect people with. We want everyone to feel welcome and accepted and to fulfill whatever need that they're looking for when they come to the library. Mm-hmm.
We all know libraries are places where people would check out books and information, but it's also used for other purposes. How have you seen the library change in recent years?
So there have been a lot of changes. You know, we're in 2024 now, so we're a couple of years past at least the onset of the pandemic. So in beyond that, though, we've had a lot of new developments and changes just in the past couple of years. So especially I would like to mention our experiential learning department and our education department. So they offer our spaces like the makerspace at Eastside. We also now have a makerspace at the new location, Marksbury. We have a digital studio at Northside and our STEAM lab here at Central. So those spaces are, some are newer than others, but the programs within them and the direction that we're going is definitely a new direction here to support the experiences of young people, of business owners, of, you know, people just wanting to learn new skills with Photoshop, computers, things like that. And so I think that growth there has been a pretty significant change the past couple of years, as well as our workforce development initiatives. So we have staff members who are fully in support of connecting patrons with internal and external resources for their job hunting, for resume building, for job fairs. There's currently a job fair that just happened today at the Marksbury location, and connecting community members with resources, whether we offer them or there's other organizations that we partner with to offer for them as well.
What are some of the biggest challenges facing the library?
So that is a great question. I might not be the most knowledgeable staff member to answer it, but I can definitely talk about some of the challenges that I see or have experienced. So It really can be difficult to anticipate the needs of our community ahead of time. So we are constantly striving to meet the needs of our community members, whether that be collection development, so gaining materials, books, DVDs, movies that reflect our community members and what they're interested in, and as well as meeting rooms. So that's something that maybe libraries weren't known to provide in the past. You know, it's just strictly books and study spaces, but, you know, we've expanded a lot of our meeting rooms to allow people to host meetings for their small businesses or, you know, conduct their own programs within our spaces for free with their library card. And it's also, you know, kind of a challenge to know if what we're doing is correct, if we are really moving in the right direction and meeting those needs of our community members. So we're looking at ways to always improve and always get that feedback as well.
Librarians are often portrayed as quiet and mousy, along with being strict or serious. In reality, librarians have different types of personality traits and characteristics. How do you feel about the stereotypes about library workers?
That is a great question. I personally don't feel offended at all. I know that there are several folks here, of my colleagues, who feel similarly. Like any organization, it takes a lot of different types of people to run, you know, the best way you can. There's a lot of, you know, different types of people, different walks of life, different personalities to meet the needs of your customers. So we might be a little bit more introverted, some of us more than others, but, you know, what maybe we have more in common than that is that we care very deeply about the patrons that we have, the staff members we have, the partnerships we have, and helping them however we can.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about that we haven't had a chance to talk about?
I think we've covered a lot of wonderful ground talking about our library system and volunteering with us. And I really appreciate the opportunity that you have provided me in being able to have a platform to talk about it.
What's the best way for people to find information about volunteering at the library?
So that would be on our website, lexpublib.org/volunteer. So the first three letters of Lexington Public and Library .org/volunteer.
Thank you, Eden. This has been a great conversation with you.
Thank you so much. I've had a great time.
This has been Community Spotlight.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.